Ay bobo, ay bobo, ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Ay bobo, welcome to an episode of the Agua Cerito podcast. I'm Professor Knowledge, Professor Konef Kife. In today's episode, we are going to talk about shadow work and why it is important in Haitian voodoo. As always, let's start with breath and prayer. So let's breathe together three times. Inhale love. And exhale fear. Inhale joy. And exhale doubt. Inhale peace. And exhale uncertainty. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all of the divine saints and angels in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to the ancestral spirits in the east, the west, the north, and the south. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of the earth, of water, fire, and air, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents and beyond, both near and far. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. Thank you for the thread that connects all of us as brothers and sisters on this earthly realm. Particularly as we start off our new season with this podcast show, we thank you for the moment to be in community with each and every one of you. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with love, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask to liberate our minds and our hearts in order to connect with the divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance needs to be shared is shared and understood in this episode. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned be learned. Aibobo, agoago, bo, asao, alaso, awoshenago, jabodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sen, bo. So in today's episode, we're going to take time and talk about shadow work, right? I want to start this conversation with a definition. This is a definition by famous Carl Jung. So Carl Jung, he says, shadow work is the process of exploring and integrating the hidden, suppressed, or disowned parts of yourself. Right. So think about our shadow. Think about your own particular shadow. These are essentially can be aspects of your personality that you may have been taught to reject, or traits that you may carry, or attributes that you carry that you don't even realize. Right. They may be just subconsciously, you know, residing within you. But there are aspects of yourself that you have to kind of be aware of. When we say aspects of your personality, this can be things like if you are angry, feeling jealous, feeling that sense of selfishness. These are sometimes aspects of our personality that we've been taught to shame, right? And we see others judge folks, so we suppress those parts of ourselves because they don't make us feel like we are good people, quote unquote, right? So understanding your shadow self and healing through shadow work essentially involves you acknowledging the parts that, you know, sometimes may be hard for, maybe difficult to come to grips with. It may be difficult to face, you know, the reality of that. But being able to acknowledge these parts without judgment, so that they no longer unconsciously control you. That is the ultimate goal in going through shadow work. So it's not that if you go through shadow work, these aspects of yourself will automatically disappear, right? You know, let's say if you have certain feelings of resentment or jealousy or whatever the case is, it doesn't mean that these essentially go away entirely. It means that they don't have a grip, right? They don't control you in a way that you're constantly experiencing, negative experiences, or having certain types of patterns of behaviors or patterns of different types of relationships. They don't control you anymore, right? They become smaller and smaller in terms of their ability to impact you. So learning to acknowledge what those shadow aspects of yourself are and knowing how to do so without judgment is pretty, pretty powerful, right? And if we take this from a Haitian Vodou lens, shadow work can sometimes be ways for us to acknowledge and understand and be able to unlock ancestral wisdom, being able to do, you know, work, you know, kind of work on our shadow selves helps us to tap into more spiritual discipline, right? It helps us to really be grounded in our spiritual power. It can also help us in our relationship, our spiritual relationships. So you think about our relationships with the laws, our relationships with our ancestors, our relationships even with our own self, our own higher self. You know, the last episode we talked about the different components of ourself. Being able to do shadow work really strengthens our spiritual abilities in every sense of the word, right? So it's important to understand that when we think about this idea of shadow work, again, from a Haitian voodoo lens, it is repressed energy. It is repressed aspects of ourselves that may be the result of, you know, trauma responses. It may be the results of unmet needs. It may be we've created defense mechanisms as a result of, you know, life circumstances that we've experienced. It may be just learned behavior that we have created in order to make us feel safe, in order to help us, to help us really kind of cope with the day to day, right? Call it in order for us to survive. And so when we don't get a chance to really process those aspects of ourselves, they can sometimes show up and impact us emotionally. They can impact us physically, and sometimes they can impact us spiritually, we find, right? And I think it's really interesting. Every single person on the planet has a shadow. They have a repressed version of themselves, some more than others, right? Depending on the amount of, again, I use the term inner work, right? The more inner work we do to acknowledge and be able to, you know, consciously heal from our shadow selves, the more it helps us to get more spiritually in tune. So I think it's really interesting to interesting to identify, right, different areas of our shadow, which I'm gonna talk about here in a moment. Being able to observe, like, what are some of the benefits? I really believe that if you meet someone or you just connect with someone and they have never done anything to you, they just existed, but for whatever reason they trigger you or something triggers you, you want to be able to sit and understand why, because that's typically a sign of some sort of shadow self in action. Because, you know, when we are in a space of, let's say, in physical safety, et cetera, we typically, for the most part, most people have, you know, what I call kind of, you know, kind of this regular emotional regulation. But if you find that when you observe your emotional interactions with people or with circumstances in your life, and you find yourself to be triggered, you know, whether, and that trigger can manifest in different ways, right? That trigger can be you get pissed off at somebody, someone annoys you, someone is repulsed by something you said or something you did, without any real reason, right? Without any real cause. That is typically something that you as an individual need to sit down and figure out. Why is it that a person simply just existing is annoying the heck out of you? Why is it that every time, you know, someone does something specifically, again, something very small, and it triggers you, right? And it sets you off, or it ruins your day. Anytime you have these, like, really, you know, these different types of emotional interactions that create these sorts of triggers, these are things to recognize, right? These are potential aspects of your shadow self that is repressed. Again, it's a repressed version of yourself, right? If you find that, you know, you are depressed, right, and having anxiety, you have jealousy or envious of people for whatever the various reasons, these emotional reactions, they essentially point to hidden wounds that you may carry or unmet parts of yourself that you haven't decided to face. Now, there's a lot of information, whether on the internet or from other, you know, from people that I would deem as experts, right? Medical experts, mental health experts, etc. There's a lot of different information out there on practical ways to do shadow work. Whether that's in journals, that's reflective exercises, that's you know, all sorts of different things. I want to spend the time in this conversation focused on the spiritual angle of shadow work, right? So in focusing on the spiritual angle, it is not to say the other angles are not important. I believe in a, I call it an all-inclusive, you know, method to healing, you know, to healing and using all sorts of healing modalities. So I believe in order to have true healing of yourself, it should have, you know, an emotional component, a physical component, a mental component, and a spiritual component in order to have true healing. So while the rest of this episode is specifically focused on the spiritual lens of shadow work, please, 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 if you find that this is an area that you want to tap into, I highly recommend connecting potentially with, you know, whether it's mental health professionals, medical professionals, individuals that can help you, that has expertise in this space. This episode is strictly for awareness purposes, right? But it is for you to take and for you to be able to continue to move further and do what you feel called to do in order to move the needle. And again, going back to why it's important to knowing the soul, it's important to being able to unpack the shadow self, to be able to do shadow work, because that inner work helps you better connect, have a stronger spiritual connection with the divine. So we're gonna take a quick break, and then we're gonna come back and talk about what, when we think about shadow work and we think about it from a spiritual lens, what does that entail? Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. From a spiritual perspective, what is shadow work? If we think about our shadow selves and areas that may be repressed in terms of different parts of ourselves, essentially, shadow work is the ability to confront personal blockages. So from a Haitian Vodou lens, that's really what shadow work means, right? It's the ability to face wounds that you may have experienced, maybe as a child, or you've had certain traumatic experiences. It is being able to confront those blockages. And sometimes shadow work can be confronting patterns of self-sabotage where, and this goes to the saying, you sometimes hear people say that we are our own worst enemy. And sometimes we may not even realize that we're unconsciously sabotaging aspects of ourselves and find ourselves in these kind of self-fulfilling prophecies, right? Or these self-destructive patterns in our life that show up over and over and over again. And so when we do shadow work from a Haitian Vodou lens, it helps us to be able to clue in to some of the imbalances that we may have from a spiritual perspective and to confront those head on. And then there's sometimes some shadow work that we end up doing from a spiritual perspective that is actually not of our own doing, right? It may be unresolved ancestral issues. It may be unresolved like family karma that we've inherited in some way. And then in our next episode, we're going to talk about generational curses, right? So sometimes we, because of the lineage and the bloodline that we inherit the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes with our ancestry. And sometimes we have to do that sort of shadow work in order to create a sense of spiritual equilibrium, as I'm going to say. So when we think about shadow work from a Haitian voodoo lens, it's not like just about self-help or, you know, self-care or personal growth. It's actually, we're doing major work, right? We are restoring, we're reclaiming aspects of who we are. And I've always heard elders talk about the fact that when we individually heal, we create, it resonates so deeply, we create the ability to heal 7 generations back and 7 generations forward. So the more we tackle these types of blockages and these issues, it's not just good for ourselves and our soul, it's good for our ancestry, it's good for our lineage. It's what I call kind of ancestral repair, right? It's the sacred returning to being able to reclaim back to the highest potential of ourselves, as well as the highest potential. And even there's certain sometimes shadow work you're doing, you actually indirectly are elevating your ancestors in just healing yourself, Ayi Bobo. So understanding what shadow work is outside of kind of the contemporary means, but understanding why it's important in Haitian voodoo is really, really important. When we think about like why shadow work matters, right? Because if we go back to enslavement, right? Colonialism fractured. It fractured our wholeness. Each individual that is a descendant of enslaved Africans, you know, their ancestors essentially were severed, right? They were severed from their languages, from their families, from their spirituality, from their land. And it's created this fracture, right? And so because of that fracture and that multi-generational trauma that many individuals have inherited, being able to do shadow work helps reclaim sacred parts of ourselves that were buried. It helps reclaim certain aspects of ourselves, which in turn helps reclaim aspects of our ancestors. I think it's also important to understand that oppression. So if we're in a space where we're feeling we're in a constant space of dealing with oppression, dealing with marginalization, dealing with things like sexism, racism, you know, all the isms, right? That can also affect our shadow self, right? So what us being able to tether back in is not just, it's not just personal, right? This is ancestral, right? Because it does, again, it goes, your healing, you know, has a ripple effect, you know, 7 generations forward and 7 generations back. So shadow work, you doing shadow work, believe it or not, can sometimes help clear the pain that your ancestors couldn't express, or they couldn't resolve, or they didn't have the ability to, they didn't have the capacity to be able to take care of on themselves. You doing that allows for your ancestors to walk in liberation, right? And when they walk in liberation, that further blesses you for you to be, you know, continued to be empowered on your journey. So shadow work, you know, from an African cosmology perspective, not just Haitian voodoo, but just from an African cosmology perspective, is extremely powerful. And I'm not sure why there's not as much talk about, talking about the importance of shadow work in mainstream, right? Because it's such a powerful tool should we decide to exercise it. And so not only is being able to heal yourself, heal your ancestors, heal karmic ties, but also shadow work allows you to be in better alignment with your laws, right? So because your laws are deeply tied to who you are, they're tied to your psyche, they're tied to your lineage and your life path. If you continue to go through life with a lot of unresolved pain, a lot of fear, a lot of trauma, a lot of repressed self, it sometimes can weaken your connection with the laws. And actually sometimes some laws, I've personally experienced this myself, sometimes some laws, they actually provoke situation. They help you attract certain situations in your life in order for you to heal aspects of your shadow self. So sometimes we go through situations and our laws put us in certain situations and we're like, oh my gosh, why are we going through this scenario? But it's really for your healing, because they know what parts of you you need to heal in order for you to elevate. So they sometimes create opportunities for you to heal, right? And it may seem like, oh my gosh, I'm being punishment. It's actually not punishment at all. It's actually giving you the opportunity to be more in alignment, right? And to strengthen your connection to them and to strengthen your overall connection to the overall divine, right? So being aware of that, I think, is extremely, extremely important. There's sometimes this idea like, oh my gosh, if we're talking about our shadow self or doing shadow work, that means it's evil. That's the bad part of me. No. Your shadow self is the part of you that's been silenced. It's the part of you that has been ignored, that has sometimes been shamed, that's been dishonored. So by naming what you've been taught to hide, right, it helps you to release. So these things do not control you. So it's not your sin. Sometimes I've heard people connect the shadow self with original sin. And again, from a Haitian voodoo, from an African cosmology perspective, it is a signal, right? So every time you're triggered, anytime you're going through something that maybe connects to your shadow self, understand that these are aspects of yourself that you have repressed. And how can you create opportunities to either heal them, you know, to proactively heal them, or allow the laws to work through you for you to heal, or your ancestors to make you aware of, you know, what's happening, right? So when we're in a constant state, if our shadow self stays unchecked, right, that typically means that there may be spiritual misalignment, there may be unprocessed pain that is interfering with our growth, right? That's interfering with our ability to have clarity in our lives. And sometimes, you know, if you're like, well, I don't know if I need shadow work, right? Like I said, everybody has a shadow self, but if this is an area that you may need to focus on, sometimes the signs, I'll kind of share some high level signs. And again, it's going to look different for each person, right? This is just overall illustrative symptoms for you to consider, right? If you find that you are in a constant state of spiritual blockings, right? You feel like you're praying, you feel like you're doing things, but nothing's really like happening, you know, not without a lot of like overall results. You have a lot of what I call unexplained bad luck or bad cycles, right? You have these patterns that continue to happen over and over again in your life, just maybe different circumstances, different characters, different people. Sometimes, you know, an individual may need shadow work if they continue to have certain types of dreams, right? Whether it's, you know, dreaming of ancestors or, you know, certain types of dreams of death or anything that's, you know, again, kind of may, you know, you wake up feeling sad or scared or anything that, again, is kind of, it kind of creates these triggers, right? Sometimes people may find themselves falling in dreams or find themselves being chased in dreams. They're more kind of like nightmares, right? Nightmares that feel more like messages than just overall nightmares, right? So this is not just, oh, we dream of our ancestors, but it's like if we're dreaming of like your ancestors chasing you, right? Or a house is broken into, or, you know, just kind of those types of just, you know when they're weird, like just weird situations in dreams that can lead to that. Having strong emotional triggers. So for example, if you find yourself constantly angry, like overreacting in situations and constantly feeling angry or constantly feeling, you know, a state of abandonment from people in your life. If you feel like everyone in your life, you're constantly in these emotional triggers and feeling like these overreactions, or these spirals, right? Like that can sometimes indicate that there may be some shadow work that needs to be done. Even repression, right? So if you are just completely avoiding certain topics, avoiding your own pain, sometimes people numb instead of them wanting to feel, people numb it with substances, you know, like alcohol or smoking. You'll find, you know, people will find different ways to, sometimes they'll sabotage, right? I mentioned that earlier. You find yourself constantly sabotaging your own peace, right? That may be aspects of shadow work that need to be created, that need to be done. Also, if you had a difficult childhood, right? If you had some aspects of your childhood that has been left unhealed, you know, I talked about ancestral trauma, but if you know something has happened in your past, even as a child, but you've never really faced it, never wanted to face it, you know, you just find yourself in these, like, these open-ended situations. Those can be clues that you may need to do shadow work, right? And there's a lot of other different, you know, different ways. But I want to go back to the fact that shadow work isn't punishment. It's not a sin. It is a path to return to wholeness. So when you do shadow work, it helps you, again, release what is no longer serving you, right? In order for you to be able to take things to the next level spiritually. All right, we're gonna take another break. We're gonna come back and I want to talk about what does shadow work look like in practice.
Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Dazier, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian Vodou cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. So, as I mentioned earlier, there are hundreds of materials, resources, journals, guides. There's all sorts of things. If you were to Google how to, you know, do shadow work online, There's so much information out there that you're going to be able to find. I just want to focus on a couple that you should consider, again, from doing shadow work from a spiritual lens. So remember, shadow work can go across multiple aspects of ourselves, right? Shadow work can help you clue into like your emotional self, into your physical self. It can clue into your mental state of mind, right? I'm going to talk about what that looks like from a spiritual lens, okay? So being able to, I think first and foremost, ask the hard questions. I truly believe that the quality of our lives is dictated by the quality of the questions we ask ourselves, that we allow to ask ourselves. Sometimes you can ask yourself a question and it can change your entire perspective on something. So I think the first thing before you start to do any type of shadow work, ask yourself, whose story am I carrying? Right? What is the voice? So if I'm hearing this voice in my head saying something, or I'm feeling these emotions, whose voice, whose feelings are those? Are those my feelings? Is that my perspective? Is this my story? Is this something that maybe I heard, you know, as a child that someone said to me, and I've decided to absorb it as my own story, or I've decided to make it my voice? Being able to decouple the things that we continue to recondition in ourselves, and understanding what is something our elders said to us, or what we heard growing up, versus what we truly believe. That is a powerful, powerful exercise, right? And it's not just a one and done. You may have to ask yourself that time and time again. So every time you feel that sense of a trigger, whatever that trigger is, name it. Don't feel bad to call it out. I really believe that if we want to heal, we have to name the pain, right? We have to ask ourselves, is this pain, when I felt that trigger, did I feel it in my heart? Did I feel it in my chest? Did I feel it in my stomach? Did it give me an immediate headache? Did I feel immediately annoyed, right? Why is it that I'm feeling this? Is this mine or is this somebody else's? You know, so being able to think about like, how do you kind of, you know, check yourself in, especially in the moments. And I go back to our shadow self. Usually there is an emotional interaction, an emotional connection to it. So anytime we feel that emotion, being able to name what it is, what we're feeling, and to do so in a judgment-free way. And I think this is what prevents many people from really focusing on shadow work, because sometimes, you know, depending on our upbringing, sometimes I call it the purity culture, right? We're brought up in a space where we're supposed to be, you know, good little boys, a good little girls, right? And we're supposed, and if you're a good person, or you're a good woman, or a good man, or whatever the case is, or a good person, this is what that looks like in action. Therefore, if I have any feelings or experiences that do not look like this good, quote unquote, pure version of myself, it is therefore bad. From a Haitian Vodou lens, there's really no such thing as good and evil. Right? So we want to unpack, you know, asking ourselves the hard questions, but being able to unpack what we're feeling and being okay with that being a part of ourselves, like learning to accept aspects of ourselves, learning to accept both the good and the bad, right? That also means learning to accept sometimes situations that may have happened to us in the past that was not, they were not fun. They were maybe very ugly, right? They felt very, you know, you felt ashamed. You felt annoyed. Whatever the case is, whatever the situation is, being able to see those without judgment and allowing those to process and flow through you from a spiritual lens can be extremely powerful. Being able to do ancestral work, and I think about like ancestral veneration, right, is a great, that's a great avenue to help with shadow work, right? Being able to connect with our ancestors, being able to connect with individuals that, again, we, again, creating that judgment-free connection with them. that can also help us when we reclaim our spiritual practices, right? And not be shamed about it, right? Especially those spiritual practices that were maybe once forbidden in our ancestry. That can sometimes help remove repressed aspects of our shadow self, right? Is being able to be okay and be comfortable with who we are, who we really are, right? Who our bloodline is, like what is our ancestry? What is our lineage? That can also help, right? And to do so without apology, right? So naming the thing, and just knowing that just because you've named a particular aspect of yourself, whether it's your a personal aspect of yourself or it's an ancestral aspect of yourself or even a cultural aspect of yourself, it doesn't mean that that is your entire identity. There's sometimes in our culture, again, as part of that purity culture, that shaming culture, is that if there's an aspect of ourself that's quote unquote bad or what we deem as bad or what we deem as evil, somehow if we acknowledge it, that automatically wraps or intertwines into our identity. And that's not the case. That it's a shaping, right? It influences, it may influence who we are or influence the experiences we have, but it is not who we are. Remember, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So for us to name certain things as happening to us is naming it within the, you know, in terms of experiences that may have happened in the earthly realm, right? But it doesn't mean that's your entire being. It's your entire identity. So decoupling this idea that if we name certain aspects of ourselves that people may deem as shameful or whatever the case is, it's doing so, but doing so in a way that it doesn't control you. It doesn't control your the narrative of your identity, or it doesn't control your destiny. So letting go of that shame, right? Naming what it is, no matter what it is, and naming it without apology, right? And then making space, right? Making space to learn about spirit, right? Making space to learn about the laws, making space to connect with your dreams, making space to be in, you know, in community with yourself, right? To learn yourself, making space to listen to your intuition, both your cognitive intuition, but also your gut, right? Your stomach, right? So we have intuition muscles, both in our gut and in our stomach, but also in our mind, in our head. So being able to make space to build mastery to these connections, right? These are all things as we continue to do, they help us. They really help us from a spiritual perspective, be able to build meaningful inner work, help create a sense of empowerment, right? For us to be able to own and drive our shadow self without our shadow self controlling us. That was the beginning of the conversation when it comes to our overall shadow self. There's so much more I can talk about. Like, so for example, I can think about, you know, listening to your dreams, you know, starting to stay more connected. I do want to do an entire episode on dreams. Everyone dreams, by the way, everyone dreams, but specifically in Haitian Vodou, dreams are a major way that the laws and the ancestors speak to us. So once you open yourself, you will see that you will dream more, but it's again, opening up your heart, opening up yourself, and not allowing the repressed shadow self to essentially take over. Other ways you can really, again, from a spiritual lens, do shadow work is also through spiritual cleansing. Now, there's a lot of ways to spiritually cleanse yourself, right? Or spiritually cleanse your spirit. When I say spiritually cleanse, I'm not talking about just going to take a shower, right? A shower can physically cleanse your body, but there's also spiritual cleansing, right? To cleanse your spirit, to cleanse your aura. So it can be things like, you know, going to the ocean, right? And taking and doing a bath within the ocean. It can be creating a prepared spiritual bath. It can be things, practical everyday things, right? Like just getting rid of old clothes or getting rid of, you know, purging items in your home that is no longer of use, right? So there's a lot of different ways to spiritually cleanse. If you are interested in me doing an entire episode on spiritual cleansing, go ahead and send me an email, aguacerito@gmail.com. All right. And I'll be happy to do a specific episode for that. I would also say, you know, talk to your ancestors, talk to your to the laws if you are in connection with the laws. Like I said, the laws are really good because they know what you need for your elevation. So they're usually really good about helping create situations for you to clear out, helping you to clear out, you know, aspects of your shadow self to do shadow work. They sometimes create those environments for you. But that's something if you're really interested in, you can have conversations, right? With your laws or with your ancestors. So, just to kind of wrap up this conversation around shadow work. And like I said, I feel like we've just literally scratched the surface. Take your time, right? But I think really be honest about who you are and who you are not, right? I think it's really important that you continue to show up for yourself, continue to show up and know that shadow work, it takes time. It's not fast. Shadow work is not going to be easy, especially from a spiritual lens, but it is sacred work. It's important work and it is healing. It is healing. And again, think of it as you're not only healing yourself, you're also healing your ancestors and you're healing your future descendants. That's it for today's episode. I want to close out in prayer. Thank you to Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all of the divine saints, spirits, and protectors who have walked with us in this sacred gathering. Thank you to the ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. Thank you to the spirits of water, fire, and air, both known and unknown, who sustain and balance us in every moment. Thank you to the ancestors of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents, whose wisdom and sacrifices have paved the way for our existence. Thank you to all of our ancestors, near and far. Thank you for encircling us with your love, your strength, and your internal guidance. We give gratitude for the unity we have shared and for the wisdom that has been revealed in this moment. We release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk our path. We honor the thread that connects us all as children of this earthly realm and as spiritual beings beyond it. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. May our hearts remain open, our minds remain clear, and our spirits remain strong to continue learning, growing, and thriving together. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, that all that is to be learned will unfold, and that all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. Aye bobo, ago ago, bo, asao, alaso, awoshenago, javodo, Afutai, Bilolo, Swakongo, Kwa Sembo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.